to comment on. I
Yes,
can
thank you. Yes, I do want you to make a comment on the vaccinations because this is really important. 12 to 15-year-olds are now going to be vaccinated. Do you think that we can utilise the schools to be able to vaccinate our kiddies, or do you, aroha mai, or do you think that'll be up to whānau just to take them into GPs? How do you think this should roll out for our kiddies?
Well, I think once school's back, they'll start using school sites. And we know that the MMR, we know that the HPV, sorry, vaccinations happen at intermediate age. We know the measles, mumps, and rubella. I can't remember when I had mine when I was a little one, but I remember when I was 14, we had it at school. So the HPV are definitely done at schools. When I was leading intermediate school, we had the immunisation take place. So it would only seem natural that some of this would occur. But I'm just reading straight from Iona's, the Secretary for Education's email this evening, and forgive me that I'm looking down. The government's approved vaccinations for 12 to 15-year-olds. From 20 August, parents and caregivers are eligible to book vaccinations for their rangatahi. And that's all it says for now. So that means you can go on to that website, vaccinate.com, I think it is, I'm not sure, to book vaccinations. I expect that you'll be able to, once you get online, you'll be able to do that at the local vaccination pharmacy or centre, or if you're in a bigger centre, they're doing those big mass vaccinations. But I would expect, and while she doesn't say that in her email here, I would expect that schools over time will be used as vaccination centres as well.
That would be the best point of contact for our whānau, would it not, for the tamariki? It is the most consistent area that they visit. It is where they've had other vaccinations as well too. I mean, it makes sense, does it not? I would think that it makes sense as a parent, but I'm just wondering about the pressure on the schools to take in another type of vaccination.
Well, just the other thing to point out too is that, our country's under great pressure at the moment for people wanting vaccinations. This announcement that 12 to 15-year-olds can also be vaccinated is a big, big announcement. And I don't know how many tamariki are sitting in that age range, but there would be several hundred thousand, I expect, who will fit in that age range. That's going to bring another big pressure on the government to get those vaccinations done. From my experience working in schools, normally the uptake rate for immunisations for the HPV, for example, is more than 90%. So and the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella, very, very high uptake rate. So I expect that we will have most of our rangatahi, tamariki, children, young people will get vaccinated. And some whānau will make a decision not to, of course.
Because at the moment we're not tracking very well, Māori, overall in terms of vaccinations. But if we see that if there is a consistent area or a one stop of place of consistency, stability in our tamariki rangatahi's life, i.e., school, to get that vaccination done, that might, well, āwhi some of the whānau into getting vaccinations done. I was just speaking to Natasha Kemp from Manurewa Marae here. She was telling me about the numbers that are going to be vaccinated, that are getting vaccinated around South Auckland. Very, very low for whānau Māori. It is not that they are adhering to, any conspiracy theory. They're just not coming out. There are a significant number who are very nervous about it, but that just a different type of strategy needs to be had that hasn't been had yet. But having the tamariki done, rangatahi done, that might help, do you think?
Well, yes, maybe it will. I mean, we need to be honest here that, some of us are upwardly mobile, aren't we? We can get in our waka and we can drive to the pharmacy or drive to the vaccination centre that says at 7 o'clock you will be here on whatever date. Some of our whānau don't have those means, do they? So I think you're right. I think that the Ministry of Education will look, and maybe your suggestion that you've had there of schools being used or immunisations being done, the vaccination, sorry, being done at schools will actually occur.
But again, pressure on schools, additional pressure on schools.
No pressure on schools. The only pressure will be is to make sure the form gets filled out. And so the health department will provide a form that goes home. They'll be collated, provide a space. The nurses or the professionals who can give the vaccination will come to school and boom, in your arm, next. So, you know, whānau will make those decisions themselves, obviously. But at the end of the day, this lockdown is about saving lives, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Our people
absolutely
are safe, and our people are not infected, and we know that if it gets into our communities, then it could be devastating.
Absolutely.